For some time now, gasoline sold in Anchorage and Alaska has contained a higher benzene level than most of the United States. But that situation changes in 2012 when new federal regulations take effect that lowers the permissible benzene content from about 5% to around 1%. As a first step to measure the effectiveness of that change, Anchorage's Department of Health and Human Services has just completed a year-long study of current outdoor and indoor benzene levels. KSKA's Len Anderson reports.
The concern over benzene arises from studies indicating that some industrial workers exposed to high levels showed increased instances of cancer, most notably leukemia. According to Steve Morris of Anchorage's Health and Human Services Department, the impact of normal outdoor and home benzene levels and leukemia is not as clear.
There's still the concern that there might be an association between cancer or leukemia and the benzene in the air.
Morris oversaw a year-long study that measured both exterior and interior levels of benzene in Anchorage. The exterior air quality survey took place in the city's Airport Heights neighborhood. He said they've used the site for previous air quality studies and it's known to be typical of many of the city's neighborhoods. Morris also said that a neighborhood setting is a better location to measure benzene than at a busy city intersection.
We kind of wanted to see, you know, what a typical resident might be breathing. And also it's interesting in Anchorage that we found that the levels in some of our neighborhoods are as high, or in some cases higher than they are at intersections, because carbon monoxide and benzene have a common source. It's motor vehicles, and a large portion of motor vehicle emissions occur during cold starts. And typically that's in neighborhoods. It's in the morning.
The interior portion of the study was a collaboration between the department and the University of Alaska, Anchorage. It involved about 70 homes scattered across the city.
We actually see much higher levels of benzene inside than outside, especially in homes with attached garages, because people have a habit of storing lawnmowers and chainsaws and snow machines and all kinds of gas-fueled equipment in the garage, and that is always off-gassing a little bit of fuel. Inside that fuel is benzene.
That's why, Morris noted, it's a good idea for people to store such gas-powered gear in a separate shed, if at all possible. All of the Anchorage homes measured had attached garages, and all were involved in a previous study. That study, however, was only a single measurement at each location. This latest effort called for once-a-month readings for an entire year and gave a much more thorough and seasonal profile. Morris says the collected data now provides a good baseline profile of the city's benzene levels before the 2012 reductions from 5 to 1%. Ideally, the department hopes to get funding to conduct a second study on the post-reduction levels at the same locations. That study would probably cost about $200,000, and Morris hoped would be covered by an Environmental Protection Agency grant. In Anchorage, this is Len Anderson.